Hi, this is YouTube with a special message for our users. Stop it! Enough! The fad that was the Harlem Shake is over. It ended when the Today Show did one, okay? Now, go back to making videos involving kittens. We love kittens. This has been a message from YouTube.
I can't believe you guys talked me into doing that. I'm usually very anti-internet fad.
I know. But you did it. And we have proof.
Yeah.
But you like headbanged the whole time.
I also had to do all the work for it, too.
I know. It's because you're really good at video editing.
Yeah. It sucks being good at stuff.
I know. It does.
Pain in the ass. Anyway, morning. We're going to have the storm of the century of the week. But it's not coming till later tonight.
And it's not supposed to be as bad.
And it's called Q.
Yeah. After my daughter.
Yep. They named it after your daughter. Okay.
They could have.
They did not.
I know.
They don't know your daughter exists.
You know, it's called a joke.
I know. I'm just saying. Sometimes I can't tell.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes I can't tell
when
you're joking.
Do you honestly think that I believed
they
named it after my 10-year-old daughter?
I don't know. You might actually think that.
Who do we call Q all the time?
I don't know.
Her name is Quincy.
Yeah, I don't know that for sure.
Mm.
Anyway.
You know better.
Not necessarily.
Yes, you do.
Not necessarily.
Oh, my gosh.
Morning. There was I was looking around on Twitter last night. And apparently, there were some very interesting things that happened in our city yesterday.
Oh.
Last night, this one is not really all that amusing. There was, on Argus 911, they were tweeting that a man hit another guy, was hitting other people with a baseball bat or a pipe and left in a red vehicle. There was an ambulance on the scene and stuff like that. That's the only news I found about it.
Whoa.
Was their tweet. I haven't seen anything else about it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy dude.
The other one is a lot more amusing.
Okay.
I also saw this in Argus 911. A guy got his freezer broken into, and they stole 12 beef roasts out of his freezer.
Oh, my goodness.
Worth approximately $180. South Dakota. You know what's even funnier about having 12 roast stolen out of your freezer?
That he was planning on making roast today?
No, is that people actually have freezers in South Dakota in the wintertime.
I know.
Wouldn't you take that opportunity to unplug the freezer?
No.
And just store stuff in a cooler outside?
No.
I thought it was funny when they were, after that big snowstorm hit the Northeast.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, we don't have electricity. All of our food in our refrigerator is spoiling. Oh, it is, you say? Well, too bad it isn't cold outside, you know? Too bad you don't have a bunch of snow on the ground to pack your food in until the power's back on.
Well, you could put it in a cooler.
Well, you could just dig a hole in the snow and stick it in there.
I don't know if you'd really want to do that, but yeah, I suppose you could.
If you're going to keep it, well, I'm not saying don't put it in a container of, you know, you don't want to just put leftover lasagna in the snow. It's not going to keep, but,
right,
you know, leave it in its container.
I don't think the tinfoil on the top's going to keep it.
Jug of milk. You know, you could put it outside.
It might freeze.
Maybe, yeah. But you know what? It's not going to spoil.
It's true.
It's too bad they didn't have somewhere else to put it after a winter storm knocked out their power to their refrigerators. Anyway. Yeah. But 12 beef roasts worth about $180. That's sad.
Seriously, sad. I bet you he was making roast today.
You know, if it was... I would be really upset, like, if I had shot a deer last November, which I did not. I had all my venison in the freezer, and someone took that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it does cost, you know, money to have it processed and stuff. And
yeah. It costs nothing to, you know, go shoot the deer. It's, and that is if you don't butcher it yourself.
Yeah.
Which I've never done before. So I'll have my dad do that.
A little bit of skill to do that.
Well, like, I never thought about it. When my dad would go elk hunting in Colorado,
yeah,
you don't, first off, you don't drag an elk.
It's pretty big.
They're a lot bigger than deer.
Mm-hmm.
You pretty much butcher it right there where it lies and then pack it out.
Mm-hmm.
He made a couple of several mile hikes back to his camp to take it out.
Yeah.
Like, wow, I'm never going elk hunting in Colorado.
It's too much work.
It's way too much work.
Right?
I mean, I'll go deer hunting on my uncle's land, you know. We can just drive the pickup right up to wherever it fell and call it a day.
Yeah.
No problem. Unless the damn thing runs into the state park, then we're screwed.
Yeah.
Can't drive a vehicle in there.
Then you'd have to walk.
Got
to
drive up. We can still drive up as close as we can get.
There you go.
According to some reports, car dealerships, none around here that I've heard of. This was a national story out of Sacramento. But some dealerships are adapting to the gas price hikes, which, by the way, I was on my way in $3.75. That happened fast.
What is going on? That was a quarter increase.
It was yesterday. I went home. It was $3.65. On my way to work this morning, it was $3.75.
That was a couple days or so since I filled up. What the heck?
And some car dealerships are asking you to pay for gas after you go on a test drive.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it gets expensive after a while, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
I mean, if you've got, you know, say 50, 100 cars on the lot and they get taken for a ride, and I don't know how long the average test drive is, but I would guess probably 5 miles.
Can't even that much, though. I mean, it seems like it should be a courtesy.
Well, if you're trying to sell a car, yeah, there's some cost you incur. But I mean, now with gas as high as it is. Now, this is California where gas is way higher than it is here.
That's true.
I don't think anyone's freaking out around here just yet.
I would hope not.
But, you know, I mean, in like a gigantic SUV, I mean.
Yeah.
Or a truck.
Yeah.
You're going to burn a gallon of gas on a test drive. You know, almost $4.
So you're going to have to pay $5 for a test drive?
Well.
That wouldn't sit well with me. I wouldn't like that.
No, but if everybody started doing it, what are you going
to
do?
It would have to be across the board. Like, you couldn't just have one trying to do
or
it.
If
they would lose a lot of business.
Well, another one, too. If you buy the vehicle, we'll give you the money back. You know, if you end up buying the vehicle.
Yeah.
I understand it. I don't like it, but I understand that why they'd be doing it.
Not on board with that. I think that's just something that they need to
cost
eat.
Of doing business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a restaurant buying ketchup. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And ranch. Like, it's just something that goes along with the and napkins. It's something that goes along with
That's why whenever I'm in a restaurant, I always ask for 57 sauce.
Yeah.
Because I'm too cheap to buy it on my own. Because, a little bottle of it's $4, you know?
It is kind of expensive.
Compared to regular ketchup, it's worth it. It's worth every penny, but I'm too cheap to buy it for myself. So I'll be at a restaurant and I'm just getting a burger and fries. Yeah, can I have some 57? I use that for my fries.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
You know what I like with my French fries? Tartar sauce.
Ugh.
Oh, it's so good.
You know what they make tartar sauce from, don't you? They scrape people's teeth and put it in sour cream.
Tartar, really?
Yeah, that's where the tartar
comes
from.
That's what you think. Who told you that?
I made it up. Anyway.
I can see kids growing up believing that, though.
I did think that when I was little.
That's what I was thinking, that you had
to. Ew, tartar.
No, I'm serious. Tartar sauce with French fries is delicious.
The old ketchup and mayonnaise?
Yeah.
You ever mix that together?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Not as good as tartar sauce, but pretty good.
No, when I was in college, they actually, out in Spearfish, they were actually mixing it up at the Burger King in Spearfish.
Oh, really?
They would mix a big tub of mayonnaise and ketchup together, and it was in the dispenser.
Hmm. But besides,
they called it fry sauce.
Really? Besides that, though, my other favorite has to be Miracle Whip to dip my fries in.
Yeah.
I actually will do that.
You really dip
fries
in Miracle Whip?
Yes. I do.
I got something about Miracle Whip later that's kind of ridiculous and stupid. And awesome, too. I have to throw that in there. It is also awesome. We got news coming up. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:20. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I love your outfit. I hope it comes back in style.
Dale's on the phone. How you doing, Dale?
All right. Hey, you know, you're talking about the gas prices?
Yeah.
You know, out west, out like Chamberlain and going out west, it's about 30 to 40 cents cheaper.
I do know that because last Thursday when I headed out to Rapid, I paid $2.99 for a gallon of gas at Murdo.
And I'm going tomorrow, so.
It went up another 10 cents 2 days later.
Yeah, but at least it'll still be cheaper than here.
Oh, yeah.
But still, the gas used to be
the other way around.
Yeah.
When I was in college, I always, if I already had a mostly full tank, I would go till E and try to get as far east as I could before I filled up again because it was always cheaper.
So how far do I need to go until it's going to be cheaper?
Murdo.
So till Murdo?
Chamberlain is cheaper too.
Chamberlain was a little cheaper when I went. It wasn't significant. Yeah. I don't know if now it might be different, but.
But Murdo
was a big drop.
Way cheaper.
Yeah, Murdo was a big drop. Rapid then was a little bit higher than like Murdo, Kadoka, but
yeah.
All right, I'm going to fill up at Murdo.
Well, thanks for the call, Dale.
Yep, you
have a good one. Yeah, so if you want cheaper gas, all you got to do, just go to Murdo.
Yeah.
It's just a short 3-hour drive from Sioux Falls.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is February 21st, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because Corbin Blue is 24 today. The stud from Disney's High School Musical and Jump In.
He's 24?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ashley Green is 26. She plays Alice Cullen in the Twilight movies the kids love so much.
She's my favorite one, actually. She's beautiful.
Ellen Page is 26 today. She's only 26.
Hmm.
She must have been like 20 when she did Juno. How old is that movie? In 2006?
It's a little old. Yeah.
Juno is a great movie.
It is a good movie.
Jennifer Love Hewitt is 34 today. And yes, they're real. Billy Baldwin is 50. Kelsey Grammer is 58 today. William L. Peterson.
Huh?
There's a name you'd never recognize, but then when you see him, you're like, oh, yeah, that guy. He played Gil Grissom on CSI.
Oh.
Forever and ever and ever.
Okay.
Let's see. Anthony Daniels is 67 today.
Who?
Anthony Daniels. He was C-3PO.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. David Geffen is 70 today. He co-founded DreamWorks with Steven Spielberg and Jeffrey Katzenberg. He also dated Cher back in the 70s.
Mm.
Rue McClanahan would have been 79 today. She passed away in 2010. She was on the Golden Girls, of course. On this day in 1878 in New Haven, Connecticut, the first telephone directory was issued. It contained 50 whole names.
Wow.
Now 50 whole people use telephone directories.
That's so true.
1931, Alka-Seltzer was first introduced.
Pop, pop, fizz, fizz.
Oh, what a relief it is. 1947, Edwin H. Land demonstrated the first self-developing instant camera.
Cool.
It produced a photograph in black and white in 60 seconds. He called it the Polaroid.
Mm-hmm.
This is where amateur pornography got its start. 1965, Malcolm X was assassinated by black Muslims. He was only 39 years old. 1968, the minimum annual salary for Major League Baseball players was $10,000.
Hmm.
Now, $414,000.
Wow.
On this day in 1988, Jimmy Swagger confessed in front of his whole congregation that he had sinned. He had been fornicating in a no-tell motel with a prostitute named Deborah. He called her cheap and quick. 2001, Eminem won 3 Grammy Awards, all in the angry rap categories.
They have angry rap categories?
Well, they were angry back then. They're not as angry anymore. They're more like, look at me and my bling. And on this day in 2008, a collector sold 3 million vinyl records for $3 million on eBay.
Wow.
A spokesman for the company said it's the highest single sale in the history of eBay. But today's the greatest day I've ever known because Alan Rickman is 67 today.
Who?
Well, he was Hans, the bad guy in Die Hard.
Oh.
And he was also the sheriff of Nottingham in Kevin Costner's Robin Hood.
Yes, he was.
And he has one of the funniest lines in that movie. I absolutely love it. He says, I'll cut his heart out with a spoon, and then this happens.
Why a spoon, cousin? Why not an axe?
Because it's dull, you twit. It'll hurt more.
Everything I do,
I do it for you. Alan Rickman is 67 today, and that's why today is... Dirt.
Is Scarlett Johansson engaged? I've got that story coming up in the dirt.
And is her twin brother kind of homely? Yes. 626, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 639, 22 today. Some snow coming after 4. That is, of course, the storm of the century of the week.
Mm-hmm.
They called it Q.
Yes.
Which is apparently, is that a Greek god too?
I don't know.
I found the list on the Weather Channel's website of all the winter storm names they're going to give it.
Oh.
They're already up to Q. Yeah. Mm. Well, they started the year with the list. Like, each storm that comes was going to get these names in order.
Okay.
So they've had the whole list all winter.
I wonder who got to be on the committee to pick the names.
I have no idea. But I don't really care either. But the, what the hell was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the
Q,
the
Greek
list,
god.
They're running out of names.
Oh.
We're only, you know, 2/3 of the way through February.
Yeah.
We still got March to go.
We do.
The snowiest month of the year.
Yeah.
At least for us.
And then, of course, there's like later on in the year, October, November, December.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just for this season, like the 12-13 winter. And then I think they'll start over again next year. I don't know.
Weird.
The National Weather Service hates that they're naming the storms anyway.
It's dumb.
It is kind of stupid. But anyway, believe it or not, you will not believe this.
Okay.
When do you think the peak year of coffee drinking happened?
The peak year of coffee drinking?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Just throw a guess out.
1950.
Oh, you're way closer than I thought.
Oh.
1946.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah, real close. Back
wow.
then, the average American drank 48 gallons of coffee a year, about 17 ounces a day, or about 2 coffee mugs. Now we drink 23 gallons a year, about 8 ounces a day per person. So basically, most people are having like one mug of coffee. Did you get it out there? No, oh, that was good.
Woo,
basically,
I'll keep my pants there.
We have other ways to get our caffeine now.
Okay.
Other than coffee?
Yes, we have energy drinks
and soda.
Pop,
well, I mean, soda was around back then too, but lots of other places to get it. So yeah, I was shocked by that it was actually way higher, you know, 60, almost 70 years ago. Now this is not a ringing endorsement for the curative powers of stress balls. You
okay.
know, those things
okay.
you
yeah.
squeeze. Because I'm so stressed out.
Well, they're helpful.
They don't do anything for me. That's not enough. That's not enough activity to get rid of stress for me.
That's true.
44-year-old Darren Baldwin of Blackpool, England, was a warehouse worker at a novelty product manufacturer called SPS. His job, packing stress balls. Well, the company was doing some layoffs, and Darren was one of the people let go. And instead of channeling his rage into one of the stress balls, he channeled it right into the face of his boss. No, he did not throw a stress ball at the face of his boss.
Oh, okay.
No. After he punched his boss out, he went and grabbed 2 knives and started screaming that he was going to, quote, cut up all his coworkers.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh.
He just pleaded guilty to assault and will be sentenced next month.
Okay.
Good news is he doesn't have to pay rent.
Yeah.
Bad news is he's probably going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the stress ball never did anything for me, seriously. Like, if I am stressed out or mad or something, like a workout is the best thing I can do.
Okay. Or you get a really big stress ball, like those bouncy balls, and sit on that.
What?
You know, the big exercise balls. It'd be like a really big stress ball. Just bounce.
Okay.
I don't know. I was trying to do something with the stress ball and just couldn't. I couldn't get there.
Didn't quite make it. No.
Nope.
No. You got to the. You tried to jump across the opening and you went down between the buildings.
Yep. Yeah. I'm definitely not like one of those people that can
bang
jump.
Your head on the fire escape on that every single one
lot.
On the way down.
Yeah.
All right.
Oops. Landed in a dumpster and then it went on fire.
A spark from your jewelry
yeah.
started it on fire because there were some old oily rags in there.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good story.
Yeah. All right. So on that note.
Yes, that's probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Coming up shortly. Why were hotel guests in L.A.? complaining about their water pressure. It's a lot more gross than you think.
Oh, boy.
Got that coming up next. Hang on.
Need more
things. Oh, my God. You really got to be more descriptive. It's Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. And if we talk about something a half hour ago, you can't just pick up the conversation without clarifying what you're talking about.
I can't?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just sitting here, and all of a sudden Mel goes, oh, noon on Friday. I'm like, what? Noon on Friday. What the hell are you talking about?
But it wasn't that long ago that we were speaking about
like
the lunch.
20, 30 minutes ago. It was actually longer than that ago. It was about 40, 45
no,
minutes ago.
No, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, it was. It was before Today's the Greatest.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was. As you may already know, Mel is leaving us, as it turns out, a little sooner than planned because she doesn't want to owe the company money.
Yeah, that kind of would not work out in my favor.
Yeah, no. So it got shortened up a little bit. So a week from today will be Mel's last day, finishing on the last day of the month, because otherwise you'd have to
pay us for the whole, like, my health insurance through the whole month of March. And I would have ended up having to pay the company's portion and my portion for like the second half.
Yeah.
And with only like 5 days on the payroll, I would have had to pay probably the company for health insurance.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So that didn't work out in my favor.
No. No. Totally get that. But
so to change it a bit.
So, and you, anytime an employee here at any of the stations or upstairs or whatever, they've been here long enough to matter, they get a lunch. And that was funny when Carla, what did she say to you the other day?
Oh, she asked me if they're going to have a lunch for me for my last day. And I said, I don't know. I haven't heard. And then she goes, well, how long have you been here? I'm like, 3 years. And she's like,
I know. It's kind of like, I was like,
I'm like right on the borderline, apparently, of mattering.
Well, yeah, because I mean, you know, if you're here, somebody's here for a year or two, usually not.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, guy, that's tough call. I know.
I was apparently I must have done something just enough to matter.
Yeah, because we had one here last October, November for Jeff when he left. That was like, he'd been here 20 some years.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty much automatic.
Yeah.
You know, you're 20 years, you're getting a lunch. But 3 years?
I know. I was on the border.
It was close.
I guess the boss likes me or something.
Just enough.
Just enough. He's only had to yell at me like one time, so that's pretty good. You know, for 3 years. If you think about that,
in
the radio business, that's not so bad.
No, but I mean, I've been here 9 years and I've gotten yelled at a number of times, but that's just because I've had more opportunity to get yelled at.
Right.
You know,
right.
The longer you're here, odds are there's a better chance you're going to screw up at some point.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this is kind of a icky story. I don't mean to bum people out, but it's kind of fascinating too. Earlier this week, guests at a hotel in downtown LA called to complain about low water pressure in their showers.
Okay.
So maintenance workers go to try and figure out what's going on. Well, there was a dead body in one of the water tanks on the roof.
What?
Yeah. It was a 21-year-old woman from Canada who'd been reported missing on January 31st. Police are investigating. Surveillance cameras at the Cecil Hotel saw this woman acting strangely and like pressing buttons on everything, you know, elevators and stuff, running around, flailing arms, and then she up and disappeared. And yeah, but
whoa,
yeah, wouldn't you be like instantly vomiting if you drank any water
or took a shower? Any of that? Lol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm completely with you. So now to break the ickiness of that, I still thought it was interesting enough to share, but I get that it's kind of gross.
No, I'm
so
really grossed out.
Are you ready for a metal version of an Adele song?
Okay.
Skyfall.
Yes. Is it cool? Only if it's cool. Because some of them sometimes are not so cool.
Not so much. Here you go.
Let the sky fall, when it crumbles, we will stand tall, face it all, together, let the sky fall.
Pretty good, huh?
I like it a lot.
I love it.
Can we start playing that song?
I love that one. It's an Italian rock band called A Perfect Day.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Usually they're not very good.
Yeah, usually they're like screaming and they're like,
want somebody like you. Yeah.
What kind of heaven? Oh.
But that was really good.
Yeah. That was pretty good. I was impressed.
I would listen to that song and like put it on my phone or something and listen to it.
You were going to say iPod, but you don't have one.
I don't have one, but I would put it on my phone or listen to it on my computer.
Yeah, you could do that.
That's pretty good.
I enjoyed it a lot. I actually will actually go download that. Like I'd pay 99. It was 99 cents.
Yes.
All the latest.
Is Thrift Shop on iTunes 99 cents?
It's probably $1.29.
Damn it. It should be 99 cents.
It wasn't 99 cents. All of the latest blow out the budget coverage of
Storm of the Century of the Week.
Next.
Hot 1047.com.